Did you know that an estimated 52 million Americans listened to internet radio in the last month, or that weekly internet radio audience has increased 60% over the last year, and that more than 8 in 10 people are online from any location? Opportunities for guests, hosts, and sponsors to market themselves through the internet radio medium where they can be heard by millions. To find out how Tough Talk Radio Network can help you, go to toughtalkradionetwork.com.
All right, welcome to Home Talk Radio with Tony Gambone. I am here every Wednesday from 4:30 p.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. You can find us on the Tough Talk Radio Network and go to toughtalkradionetwork.com to be a guest on one of our shows. I got to get some feedback on that. We had a couple different intros in the last month that we used for the show, and we got a lot of people that didn't think it was sounding good. So today they said just play the commercial and get on with it. So I'm a big believer in moving forward no matter what the situation is. We'll get the intro worked out just like we'll get the exit worked out. But in the meantime, what are you doing to work out your daily day? What's going on in your home this week that you need to know more about? So, for instance, we have a remodeling business here in the Houston area. We've been here over 20 years, and there's not a day that goes by that we're not working in the house and I'm learning something new. Now, I've been at this for almost 40 years, so there's a lot of things going on in your home. Are you learning anything about it? Are you taking the time out to even find out the things that you don't know about your house, whether it's the purchase, the sale, the decor, the remodel, the do-it-yourself, the landscaping, why certain colors are important, why quartz is now the big thing and granite's going out the door, why gray's the new white? Who knows all these answers? I surely don't. But what I like about it is I get to learn new things every day. And by doing a weekly radio show, we get to bring on experts. And today's guest, a gentleman by the name of Chris Stafford out of the California area, well, he's bringing something to you that I really like, okay? Good information, but most important, great mindset. Now, you know, most people that have a house have children. What is the one thing we try to teach them? Have the right mindset. If you're married, what is the one thing you got to work on? Having the right mindset. If you're looking to sell your house, what are you looking to do? Hire a realtor that you can trust. How do you know how to do that? You have to interview them. And what do you have to look for? They have the right mindset. Okay. Not just the fact to get you to redo your whole house because they have a list of things before the home inspector gets there, but no, the relationship that you feel from that person standing in your house talking to you, that they're going to represent the sale of your house. All these things are important, but at the end of the day, okay, what's most important is what you know. What kind of knowledge, what kind of information have you gathered so that you can make the best decisions moving forward, whether it's buying a house, selling a house, remodeling a house, or giving houses away. Maybe you're Oprah. You get a house, you get a house, and you get a house, right? I wish. Anyway, let me get through some housekeeping here. We're going to bring up our guest. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, all the social media sites by going to toughtalkradionetwork.com. You connect with me on Facebook at Tony Gambone. I love to meet new people every day. Join up to be a guest on our show. And show us what you're doing with your daily day to help others with something to do with the home. Okay, now I've had people that come in here from all walks of life, and you wouldn't think it would be good beneficial. We're not HGTV, okay? We're Home Talk Radio. And the thing of it is, if it has something to do with a house, we're going to talk to that person. Maybe it's people to clean houses. Not sure. But if you're willing to come out and share with us what you do, we're willing to market what you do. So without wasting any time, I just want to bring up my guest. Christopher Stafford says his mission in life is to help agents, real estate agents, 10X their listings so that they can dramatically increase their gross commission income. Well, if you're a realtor out there, you better be paying attention, okay? And he helps them in a couple different ways. But what he calls it is brain hacks and hardcore sales skills. Now, don't get the wrong impression. He's not going to come to your door and start beating your brain with a bat and forcing you hardcore sales. He's going to teach you how to be motivated and positive and to create the purpose of what it is that you need to do as an agent while respecting your customer, your client, your homeowner. So I don't want to waste any more time. I want to bring Chris up on the show and welcome him. Chris, welcome to the show.
Great, Tony. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so I mentioned that you're in California because I can see the area code on the screen. And is that where you're from originally?
San Francisco is where I've been living for a very long time, but no, originally born and raised in Detroit City.
Okay, so you got out of there in time.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you know, I hear that real estate is coming back there. You get some good deals, and there it is upcoming again. Do you hear that information?
Yeah, I've heard that people are going there and picking up houses for like $10,000. It just blows my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I'm in the Houston area, and I can tell you, in the medical center 10 years ago, you could buy a house for about $5,000. Now you can't touch a house for under $600,000. So
wow,
people
amazing.
Come in, they buy properties in distressed areas, and they generate the comps and the ARV by building and rebuilding and rebuilding and rebuilding. And of course, you got the largest medical center, one of the largest in the country, and doctors are moving into townhouses that are worth $600,000. So, you know, and we're going to talk about this in a little bit, Chris. There's a way to stay ahead of the curve, whether it's buying properties as an investor, buying a property as a homeowner, or selling a property that was left to you through a probate or a death in the family. So I want to find mm-hmm. out, how long have you been in the real estate market?
Well, I've been selling real estate for over 25 years in San Francisco. And I was originally, I joke that I'm a recovering CPA with PricewaterhouseCoopers. I did that for 11 years, but my passion really is with real estate, which is why I made the switch.
And that's a jump, okay? I mean, if you're a CPA, and I love all you CPAs out there, I pay one dearly, so he knows I love him too, but that's a different personality than, you know, what you're doing as a realtor and a trainer, basically. So tell me, did you take that course in college just because it was there, or that really what you wanted to do, or were you just transitioning in life?
Well, you know, that's a really good question. No one's ever asked me that before. I actually did become a CPA because I found it so easy to do. It just came naturally to me. I was very good at it and quite frankly made a lot of money doing it. But you know, I was literally almost going home every night crying on the inside because I really just hated my job and I really needed to find my passion, and that was real estate.
Well, you know, the joke in the networking world is a CPA stepping out of the box is he's looking at your shoes instead of his own shoes when he's talking. So and I love CPAs, you know, the numbers guys, but the
right, exactly.
The deal of it is by reading your information on my sheet here anyway, and going to your website, epiclistingagent.com, they're going to see something that they're going to think, this guy was never a CPA. He's just too motivated, and I don't think he could sit at a cubicle that long.
Exactly. You hit the nail right on the head. I mean, after selling real estate over 20 years, I've been in the business selling for 25 years, but about 5 years ago, I just had this life-changing thing that completely shook my life, and my partner of 15 years had brain cancer. And I literally, for a year, pretty much was just abusing myself and just out of control and just freaked out by this whole thing. And they're in remission right now, so I'm very happy about that. But I had this big aha moment, and that was that I just needed to change everything that I'm doing in my life, and I need to do it in a better way. And out of that was born the epiclistingagent.com, where I really felt that I needed to help others. And since I do sell real estate, I wanted to help other real estate agents 10x their listings, make more money, get more listings. Because, Tony, like yourself, you're doing so much good in the world. There is no greater high than helping other listing agents see their success and helping them achieve, you know, all their goals.
I agree. You know, I tell people sometimes that, you know, I have two young adult sons and they're in the business with us and, you know, they're about making money, right? You're in your late 20s, that's where you're at. But the deal is, it's hard to explain the reward that you receive when you help others get to where you mm-hmm. want to go, right? And I think that helping others get to where you want to go is self-teaching yourself to be in that same place at the same time. That's why you become so good at it, because it's your heart. And I mm-hmm. find that, I don't want to go God on you here, but I find that God puts us in a place to recognize the rewards of the gift that we were given way back when, before we even know anything about anything. So I just think it's interesting, because you could, in California, I'm sure, because real estate's probably the most expensive there anywhere in the country, make a great living, travel the world, do whatever you want, instead of going out and helping others, as I call it, to be polite, get off stupid sometimes and really access their power that's inside of them. You are able to bring it out. What made you, you know, I know you said there was a situation that you had and you've seen better benefit for what you need to do. Do you think that when other realtors hit a point in their life where it's almost like life-threatening, right, where then they're vulnerable to listen to you better than if they just come to you thinking that they need your help, but they're really kind of smart anyway?
Yes. I think that real estate agents don't really know sometimes what they want. And this is, I think, a concern with entrepreneurs in general, is that especially if they're newer and more hungry, that they're not necessarily going to listen to you all the time. And they don't really know what you want. So one of the things that I find that is really, really important in what I'm doing in training realtors, and it really was born out of, you know, some of my life stories, and that was something that Tony Robbins always said that I always kept coming back to, is that success is really 80% mindset and the 20% strategy. I mean, everything that we do, no matter what we're doing, I really think it's, you know, mindset. And so my training really is all about combining those two, combining the mindset and combining skill training for realtors to really, you know, 10x their business.
I'm a big fan of Tony Robbins. I just got a book of his. It's been out, I guess, about a year or so now. It's really thick, so I'm struggling to get through it, but it's about wealth. And, you know, one of the things that Tony Robbins always was talking about is positive, you know, having the right mindset. And, you know, Zig Ziglar, and you have all these different people that have preached this. It's all mindset, and to me, it's all commitment. Once you commit to taking you on as a coach, or, you know, Joe down the street as a coach, someone that's seasoned, once you commit, it's easier, but it's not easy, because you can probably explain better than me coaching people. Sometimes isn't very easy, because you have to sort of find that button inside their chest that will make them pay full attention to you so they can reap benefits, so they can have confidence in you to trust you more. How do you get through that process?
Well, I think that that is something that you really have to figure out a way to connect with that person and find out what that person's pain points are, number one. And also, number two, I think you really have to find out if those people are motivated. You know, listen, you know, it's really quite easy on one hand to be successful in life, because most people know what to do. On the other hand, it's not easy, and it's you know what to do, but it's hard work. You've got to put the time into it. So what I really do is try to assess people's motivation and their pain points, and are they really going to listen to me? You know, I said earlier, there's no greater high than helping somebody achieve their dreams. But the flip side of that, too, is there's nothing more frustrating than working with a real estate agent that does not heed your advice and continues to make the same mistakes over and over. And I will get to the point frequently, well, I will just stop working with people. You know, I sort of give them an ultimatum. I said, say that if you're not going to, you know, do A, B, and C, and you're not going to commit to this, then you really just obviously don't want it. And it's probably not beneficial for us to continue working together.
So, yeah, this brings up a good subject. So, you know, a real estate agent is a business owner. Okay, they might have a broker, but mm-hmm. they're self-employed. And
yes.
and what you do works with realtors, and it could be the termite guy, it could be the car wash guy. You know, it doesn't matter. If you have your own business, what you're doing is important, and you could help all these people. But what used to make me crazy was people would pay the money and not do the steps. And I just thought, mm-hmm. well, you know, I used to get mad coaching someone because they didn't do the steps. And then I learned that, well, I can't force them to do the steps. So I guess I should say the money's in the education, right? But the fact mm-hmm. is, I don't think that's your process. I don't think that you're doing it just to sign someone up. So do you qualify someone? Because it sounds like you're able to fire your client, where most entrepreneurs are not willing to fire the people. They're not willing to be selective to work with the people that would most benefit both parties. So how do you feel about firing your client or an entrepreneur firing their client?
Well, you know, I think any entrepreneur has to have some kind of – there has to be a give and take. There has to be a mutual benefit, you know, for us to be working together. I mean, if you're a used car salesman and you're selling, you know, a piece of junk car, that's just going to come back to, and you know that, it's just going to come back to you, you know, in various different ways and forms. It's the same thing with me. If I'm coaching with somebody and I really think that that person isn't motivated or doesn't really want to learn, you know, it doesn't make sense for me to waste my time. Hey, listen, you know, Tony, you know this better than anybody. Life's too short. And for me to be pulling my hair out, you know, working with someone that's just so frustrating because they're not actually doing what it takes to achieve their goals, their own goals that they set, it's just too frustrating. And I think that, so, you know, I edit my clients very carefully because I don't want to waste my time and I don't want to set them up for failure. You know, I can tell somebody in 1 year I'll 10X their listings. You know, I'll increase dramatically their listings. But they've got to go through the steps, and if they're not going to do it, what's the point of working together?
Right. Right. And so I just wanted to make sure to point that out for people working with you. It's not about the money for you. It's about the results. And if you can't feel as though you're going to be producing good results because of mm-hmm. someone else's way – you're willing to allow them to know that. I want them to know that there's a safety net there, okay? And so let's talk real estate a little bit, Chris. Like, so if I'm searching around, I want to list my house, you know, realtors, I guess, are kind of like 7-Elevens, right? They're on every corner. And, you know, so are car washes and so are, you know, convenience stores and gas stations and every other kind of business. Mm-hmm. But what separates people – okay, is their personality, their motivation, and stuff like that. So when a homeowner is looking to hire an agent, what are some of the tips that they should be looking? Some of the signs they should be looking for. Of course, it's got to be a fit with their personality. But what are some of the things, the secrets that you know from experience, you know, that they should kind of be looking at?
Well, I think from a homeowner's perspective, you know, you want to get somebody that's qualified. So you do, of course, you know, it's no surprise there. You want some agent that is experienced in your area and then knows your city and has a track record. So, I mean, that's sort of like the big obvious thing. But what I tell homeowners, and I still am selling real estate in San Francisco. I talk to sellers all the time trying to get listings. And what I tell the homeowners myself is, listen, I'm going to tell you what I think your home should sell for, how that home should be sold, what's the marketing and all that. But the bottom line is I think you really need to connect. You need to connect on a intellectual level. You need to connect on an emotional level because it all really boils down to one thing, Tony. As a homeowner, you need to trust that agent. You need to be confident in that agent. And if that agent can't get you to that point of confidence and trust, then go to somewhere else. So I'll meet with a seller to try to get a listing, and I'll say, hey, listen, and I love saying this line because it shows that I'm not really attached to the outcome. I know that I'm the best agent for you, but you know, if you choose another agent, you should still list your home for this. Even if you choose another agent, it's not going to make or break my year. Do this, do A, B, and C. That's really your best approach. And that really sort of makes homeowners sort of sit back and say, oh, okay, you know, this guy really knows what he's doing. And I think that that is the most important thing, though. It's feeling the trust and the confidence. You have to have that in your real estate agent.
So let's flip the coin now. As an agent, of course, you know, they want to sign up everybody because at the end of the month they could get the highest sales or the most commission or the little trophy, plaque on the wall. Mm-hmm. What should they look for?
Well, I think the number one thing that real estate agents should look for are people that are motivated. I mean, that is the key right there, is they have to be motivated. There has to be a reason to sell their home. And I think that you have to ask questions, and there is the key. The person asking the question is the one in control of the conversation. And so when you're meeting with a homeowner, you need to ask questions as to why they're selling the home and determine what their motivation is. If they're just putting their home on the market just to test the market to see what kind of price they'll get, you know, why bother working with people like that? I would refuse to work with people like that. So the number one thing is definitely motivation.
Yes. Yes, and I agree. And I think in today's world, I think business is built by building relationships. So nothing can be built if questions aren't asked. And, you know, people don't I think it's important that the realtor shows up as themselves, not trying. They can't be Chris. They can only be themselves. And if they can make a connection with that client, because, hey, look, we don't want to turn away sales, but they need to ask questions like important things, something that can allow them to, one, show that the realtor cares, and two, is that the realtor has a heart and an interest in them selling their house. And I love what you said. It's kind of like a takeaway, right? You might not use me, but just make sure moving forward that you keep this in mind, this piece of education for your own good. And I think that's a good selling point of why people would decide to use you. Desperate doesn't sell.
Exactly. And I also tell you, too, that this brings up one of the things that I love talking about because it's so controversial. A lot of people don't like this. But I always say, whether you're a homeowner or you're a realtor or just any type of salesperson or a housewife, you know, in Des Moines, I really think that people should only hang out with four types of people. And those types of people are somebody that I can teach, somebody I can learn from, somebody that I can make money from, and somebody I can laugh with. And I've always used that as a bit of a credo, because if somebody in my life doesn't fit in one of those four categories, they're out.
So let's mention it again. Someone you could teach.
Somebody
you can learn
can teach.
From.
Mm-hmm. And somebody that I can make money with. Somebody I can make money with. And somebody I can laugh with.
Oh, I like that. I'm going to steal that.
Absolutely. Please do.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
Because the bottom
that.
Line
that's...
is, if somebody is not in one of those four categories, what value are they adding to your life? You know, and then of course, somebody's going to say, well, Chris, what if I'm married to that person? Or what if that person is my sister or whatever? Well, that's a whole other discussion. But
right.
You know, it really does make you sort of evaluate people in your life.
Yeah, because you want to be around the right kind of people. And, you know, you can only reach down on the ladder so long before you have to let go of that person that won't take the next step. And so I think it's important to surround yourself with someone you can teach, someone you can learn from, someone I can make money with, and someone I can laugh with. I like that, man. That's awesome. Okay, so we're really learning just basics here, folks, but you have to pay attention to the type of person that you're dealing with. And there's four things that you can make as a little notation, you know, about hiring a realtor or hiring a client. Okay, so that's awesome. Now, I want to get, I know that, you know, we spend a certain amount of time going through life, learning some more, doing some more, reevaluating, learning some more, doing some more. Then all of a sudden we hit a point in our life. Okay. I always go to 30s or 40s or 50s, and I'm in my 60s now. So I always figure that we get to a certain point in our life where we need to start teaching what we learned. That way there we don't recognize everything we did as a mistake. We recognize it as learning tools. It's funny how men think, right? But anyway, when you're looking at that there, you are at that point now where you're teaching. And are you? I'm sure you still sell real estate, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm on your website. I want to mention it again. EpicListingAgent.com. And I want to talk about how you're helping realtors 10X. But what I want to talk about first is the books. You've written some books, Massive Abundance, How to Create Passion, Purpose, and Prosperity in Your Life. And when I go to your website and I click on the products page, it gives me Massive Abundance 1. Okay, there's How to Create Passion Purpose. Then there's Massive Ready for Unstoppable Dreams of Business. And then Top Produce Blueprint Real Estate Training. And that's what I want to talk about, the real estate training. I mean, there's all kinds of courses and processes and all that there, okay? So one of the things I tell people is if you're learning from someone that's under the age of 25, you might not be in the right room unless you're 21. But if someone has 25 years plus experience, you've got to figure they've made most of the mistakes that you haven't made yet. So tell me what brought the books on. I mean,
I'm using them to really help, you know, again, EpicListingAgent.com. There's a free book right on the website. And if anybody wants the other two books as well, just feel free to, if you fill out the form, it'll send me an email and I'll send you a free book, any of the material. I use the books to help people and to instill the whole mindset part. My Top Producer Blueprint course, which is a 7-week online course for real estate agents, has a huge component about mindset. And it goes back to what you said earlier. I think when we're younger in our lives, we try to make ourselves stronger. And I really believe that. And that's why I talk about the 7 steps. You try to make yourself stronger and stronger until you get to a point where maybe you have everything in your life, but what's really going to be really rewarding at that point is to give back, big circle, if you will. And I use those books to help instill the whole mindset aspect, which is a big component in that online course.
Okay. And, I asked a lot of authors this year, okay, So I believe that's important, what you're doing. The books, it helps people. But I also want to ask this question. So when or have you thought about writing a book about you and your journey through it?
Well, essentially that is what Massive Abundance, How to Create Passion, Purpose, and Prosperity. There's a lot of me in that book. It really talks about my journey, my struggles, things that have worked well for me, and quite frankly, things that have not worked well for me. And so there's a lot of me in that book. But to answer your question, would I do another book, more of like a biography of myself? Yeah, maybe down the road. I'm too busy right now, Tony, to do that.
I hear you. But, you know, people see success and they want to know the secrets, right? And they want to know, they just want to know about that person. So I'm a big fan of people telling their story. And, you know, I just, if it comes out, I hope you come and share it with us so we can share it with the public as well. I just think that you have too much inside for people not to understand. You know, like I just clicked on your website, and let me mention EpicListingAgent.com. I clicked on everything to get the ebooks, Top 7 Agent Secrets. I have a son that's a realtor, and I just think that the more you know, the better you can be. The more you know, the more you can ask. So tell me, time goes so fast here, Chris, and I hope you can stay with me a couple extra minutes because I'm enjoying this and I don't want to go off the show yet. But what is something, okay, let's go business owner because you cover the whole gamut, right? What is something you could tell a business owner 2018, okay, there's 6-7 months left, right? Well, about 6 months left. What is it that they could do to focus on? Now, let's not make it hard and tell them to go try to find their business plan. They wrote it the first of the year. What is it they can focus on that could help them get into the right direction to head to the lane that you're in to get service from you?
Well, I'll tell you, here is something that I feel very strongly about, and the older I get, I think I feel even more strong, that the way you start your day as a business owner, as an entrepreneur, and quite frankly, anybody else, the way you start your day is really going to be the blueprint for the rest of your day. And I'll just mention that I think it's really important that everybody have health and gratitude. And let me explain what that means to me. I think that when you start your day, and I like work, I swim every single morning, I meditate and get in touch with my spiritual side, I eat healthy, and I journal. And as part of that journaling, I am also journaling why I'm so grateful. Because this is so important to me, Tony, that I think between being healthy and having a healthy mindset and also combining that with gratitude, and really being, because everybody in this world has something to be grateful for. If you have those two components, to me personally, and I've experienced this with so many of my clients, it really puts you in a state of joy. And when you're in a state of joy from that position, there is nothing that will stop you. And I really believe that. When you feel that strong emotionally and that strong physically, and you are so grateful, you can do anything.
It's hard not to do anything when you can smile like that. And and the only way you can smile like that is to set yourself up for it every single day. And you might have to stop at lunchtime and redo it. Because life's not easy some days, you know what I mean? But if you can keep that purpose, if you can keep that mindset, I think you're on to something there. So how about, I just want to mention this again. Go to the website EpicListingsAgent.com and get all the books, okay? But who do you recommend for an entrepreneur starting out? What's a good book for them to read?
A good book for them to read. Gosh, oh my God. There are really so many. I would definitely start probably with one of the Tony Robbins books, because again, I believe that his very first book, which is Power, I believe, his, whatever the name of that book is, any of the Tony Robbins books will get you in the right mindset so that you are doing the right things in your life and creating the right goals, giving you the right motivation.
A lot of people don't know, when Tony Robbins first started out, he wasn't a superstar. Okay, he was a very poor kid. Grew up on the wrong side of tracks. But it's amazing what commitment can do for you. And I think it's Unlimited Power was one of his first books. And the book that I got recently I bought was Money. It was called The Money Master the Game, Seven Simple Steps to Financial Freedom. And
I'm reading that now, too.
Yeah, awesome book. And I keep putting it down because this book's too big, I'm too busy, and I keep picking it back up. And I get a chapter in every now and then, but I leave it out so it reminds me of what I have to do. Not necessarily because I want to do it, but it's what I have to do if I want to continue to grow. So, man, I can't thank you enough. Time goes so fast. We've got to have you back on the show. I just really want to make sure that everybody has an opportunity to learn from guys like yourself. I just think EpicListingAgent.com is a good way to go if you're a realtor. It's a no-brainer. And if you're a business owner, it's still a no-brainer. It's all the same mindset. So there's some great blogs on here. Are you bats and crazy committed about your listing business? There's three things to write down every day to get you more listening. Now, these are things that people need to have in front of them. So I hope they'll take the time to go to your website and be able to do that. Do you go out and speak to people outside your area? And if so, how can they connect with you?
They can just contact me on my website, EpicListingAgent.com, and I do public speaking all over the country.
Awesome. If you're ever in Houston, please look us up. I'd love to buy you lunch.
Sounds great.
All right, man. Thank you so much for your time today. We look forward to connecting with you in the future.
Thank you, Tony.
All right, buddy. Folks, we're running a little bit over today, but to me, I think it was well worth it. Christopher Stafford, okay, www.epiclistingagent.com. He's a speaker, he's a motivator, and he's been on ABC. He's been around. Check him out, man. Get his ebooks. You just go in there and request it. He'll send it to you. Connect with him offline and find out how he can work with you. You know, he'll come and speak in your area, but I'm sure he has programs where he can speak with you through Skype or any other type of online communication as well. So I hope everyone takes advantage of this. I hope everyone will stop back next week, visit with us every Wednesday afternoon from 4:30 to 5 o'clock Central Standard Time. We'll see you next week. Have a safe holiday. That's our show for today.